Hey everybody, I'm Chris, and this is my lovely wife, Brittany.
Hello!
We take our girls, Amelia and Daphne, on adventures through America's national parks, Texas' state parks, or anywhere Brittany and I, mostly Brittany, would think be fun. That language and that script is not good for me. This podcast is about the lessons we learned during our experiences and our plans for future trips. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures Podcast. Hold on. All right. So first is our adventure spotlight of the week. So, Brittany, you wrote down recreation.gov. What's going on with that?
So recreation.gov, pretty much any time we want to book a national park, anything like that, recreation.gov is the place that mm-hmm. we go through. Mm-hmm. Kind of like if you're familiar with the Texas State Parks website, mm-hmm. it's the same thing, but think nationally and not just for national parks. And so it's just a really great place if you want to check out, like, for example, we... You know, this just shows you how adventures change. We'll talk about this more in a little bit. Like, we were thinking about going to Cades Cove, and it was sold out. And so I was able to scroll down from Cades Cove and see all the different campsites that are near Cades Cove, not just in the Smokies, but that were in, like, Cherokee National Forest, and that were in, you know, National Monument. Like, all these, it's pretty much any national anything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to add.
Like, it's not just national parks, national anything. It's mm-hmm. anything, any kind of camping area that is run by the federal government, you yep. can book through this site. Like Hurricane Creek, which is probably one of my favorite places.
Lone Rock.
I'm surprised I didn't put Hurricane Creek on the list, but I don't think we were thinking that far.
I don't plan on making it.
We weren't going to go that far.
Nope.
So
go to recreation.gov for all your needs. Camping reservation needs yep. for National Park Service campgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
That is national parks, national forests, national monuments, national historical sites, anything that has a campground.
Yep.
So, all right. And then we have our joke. Do you want to ask it?
All right, Chris. What do you call... Here, baby, you can just keep that right there.
You got it right there?
Yeah, I can read it upside down, man.
Oh, I can't even see it, so. All right, tell the joke, dude.
What do you call a bear with no socks?
What?
A barefoot.
Ha-ha. I like this new box, because at least we get some fake laughter.
Yeah, right?
All right, so our last trivia question... was, I don't know, what state is selling the most houses? Because the last episode was selling a house adventure story. And the correct answer was what, Britt?
South Carolina.
It's not even one of the biggest states either, mm-mm. which is crazy. But it is a very beautiful place. Not that I've
ever
been.
But it's selling the most houses. So there you go.
All right, so our trivia question is, in what year did the arrowhead become the official emblem of the National Parks? I'm going to guess it's National Park Service would be the best way to say it. So I'll say it again. What year did the arrowhead become the official emblem of the National Parks? All right, and as always, if you have an answer, please send it to us through our DMs. Our socials.
DM us.
Yeah, DM us through our socials. On Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We have a Twitter, but I never check it. It's not Twitter anymore. We have an X now. At ABCD Adventures or ABCD Camping. You can look those up. It'll pop up. Or you can email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. So. I'm not saying that we have any goods, but we need to get on that. We keep saying that. We say that in every episode.
Well, I was after trying to design, I really think I just want to go with what you drew.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've already looked up how to get stickers. and it would cost us for like, I think 100, it would be like 50 something bucks. Mm-hmm. And so I was planning on either maybe with the money that we're going to use for spring break, that kind of thing. We could, when that money comes in, we could use that and order just a bunch of stickers. Cause like, it would have been nice to take them when, you know, when I went this weekend
or, and, you know,
when we're going on our next adventure
or where I went this last weekend.
That should
have been a spotlight.
That's going to be a whole, actually, I was thinking that was going to be a whole episode.
Yeah.
That you could talk about it. I had thought about that.
Yeah. Well, so, the girls need to be, at least Amelia needs to be involved. Cause she really enjoyed it. She had a good time on that. So, all right. So, on to our Bible verse for the evening. So, Britt, go ahead.
Our verse is Proverbs 31:30,
mm-hmm.
Which, if you know Proverbs 31, it's the book about a godly woman. And it's the scripture is, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And I picked that because I'm going to be talking, I'm going to be talking about my girls' trip. And at one point I was talking to the girls and I was talking about myself, and my friend Nini says, you know, it sounds like you're depending on man and you need to just be depending on God. And I was like,
whoa,
it was just like, I know it's true, but to just hear it out loud, like just, and it wasn't depending. I think it was like, you're trying to get your like love from man and you need to get it from God. And like, I know that. But to hear someone say that, like, on a cruise when we've been, like, having a good time and, like, I don't know. It's just not what you expect to hear when you've been drinking and partying, to have this, like, serious. And so it just really, like, it made, I don't know, it just really hit me. It's probably one of the deepest moments that I've had in a very long time. And so I just appreciated that reflection from her.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Nini.
That's
so nice. What a wonderful verse. Mm-hmm. All right. So, plans for our next trip. So,
I'm so excited.
Let me lay down some information. So we have decided, we were planning for spring break to go visit some friends in Nashville and then go to Smoky Mountains. But however, some things changed. And so we have cut that out.
Delayed it.
We will still go see them in the future, but that's not relevant right now. And so what we've decided to do is spend 5 or 6 days of our spring break, I guess. Because technically we get 9 days, Saturday through Sunday.
We're going to spend either 6 or 8 days. It just depends. Well, I guess it's going to be anywhere from like 3 to 8 days.
Right. But anyways, we're gonna do a trip inside Texas and visit either 2 or 3 or several state parks.
So we don't know yet.
And we don't know yet because we have set up a drawing system.
And so it's going to be like that when we pick it, it's going to be like, we're not going to.
Now let's explain the parameters of what we've talked about doing. We chose state parks near each other.
So what we did, this was a whole process. Like, I feel like this should just be the episode. It was like a whole, and like, seriously, so what happened is we told our friend Zach and Kendra, we were like, hey, depending on how much Brittany spends on the cruise, we don't know what our money situation is going to look like, so we may or not be able to come. Well, they through all of that, Kendra found out that after we told them that, she found out that her grandfather had a 90th birthday party. And so they were like, when she told us that, we pretty much said, we're not coming. You're going to the 90th birthday party.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And because they're awesome and amazing. They didn't, you know, we know that we'll see them again soon. Mm-hmm. Because I am who I am, I literally made a system where I went through and I found out what parks were, every single state park that we have on our list to want to go to, what was available literally in 2-day increments from the 9th of March to the 16th of March every 2 days.
I need you to pause for a second.
What?
And just hold on to that for a second. Okay. I'm looking at my beard in this video, and it is weird. My beard is weird.
Your beard is weird.
Yeah, like my mustache on one side. This is my right side.
So are you filming yourself on the computer too?
I'm not filming. I can see myself on the computer.
Okay.
All right. So it's black from like halfway underneath my nose down to like, and it's gray on the top, and then it's
This is why we need to put, see, this is why this and, is okay, absolutely but going on their YouTube channel. Listening.
And then my chin is gray. But then over here on the other side of my chin, on the left side of my chin, there's this big black, look at it. Look, it's weird. It's black here and here. But everywhere else is gray. Like, no, no, hush. Hush. No, I didn't do anything.
And so, like so weird, we did this whole system, okay? So we had a system, and we spent some time, and we also put in some things that we like. Like, we put, mm-hmm. like, Crystal Beach, Beaver's Bend, Fimfo, places that we like to go but aren't state parks on there. And so we're going to, there's 20 of them, so we might take a minute. This might be a little bit longer episode. But I'm super excited because we're going to draw until we go to the last one.
We're going to draw, pull them out.
And say we're not going to.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you didn't realize that's what it was?
I thought we were going to draw one, and that's where we were going.
Nope.
Oh, that sucks.
Nope.
All right.
All right, you ready? All right.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to get mine.
Okay.
You ready? Go ahead.
All right.
Pull the first one.
I'm going to go first. So we are not going to, Sea Rim, Village Creek, or Martin Dies.
Oh.
I know. I was really looking forward to that one.
Now it's my turn.
Yeah. Right. And if you need me to decode them for you, I can.
Yeah, here, I'm handing it to you.
Okay. We are not going to Copper Breaks. Copper Breaks, Arrowhead, Possum Kingdom, or Mineral Wells. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. We could do that another time.
Yeah, we can handle that some other time.
We are not going to Possum Kingdom, Brownwood, Abilene, and San Angelo.
What a shame. What a shame.
You know how to read them. You'll figure it out.
We are not going to Huntsville, SFA, or Bastrop.
That was like a last minute one, yeah. So that's okay.
It's okay.
All right. We are not going to... Oh, I'm kind of sad about this one. Lake Arrowhead, Copper Breaks, and Peladura.
Peladura is a drive. I think we're going to not miss out on that one. We stopped in Peladura.
But I want to camp there.
Yeah, but I think we need longer than just a couple of nights. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing. We are not staying... this would have been fun. Brownsville. No, Brownwood. Mm-hmm. San Angelo, Colorado City. And I guess Montucky. I don't know what that is.
Monahans. Yeah. We are not staying at Fort Parker, Caddo Lake, or Tyler.
Oh. All right, that was enough. That was a little too long. We are not staying at Iowa.
We are not going to Crystal Beach. I know. Okay, I'm getting really nervous. I'm afraid it's going to be Fimfo.
Yeah, about how many more are left?
I don't know.
Well, stop stirring them up, dude.
Okay.
Stop touching them.
I didn't take my anxiety pill today. So anxious.
I think I'm going to do another one.
No, what is that one? You got to say it.
I think we don't have a choice on this one. We got to put this one back in.
What?
We are not doing Lost Maples, Garner State Park, or Llano.
No, we can't. You got it. Got to follow the rules. My turn. Got to follow the rules. We are not doing Beaver's Bend.
Hold on, say that again.
We are not doing Beaver's Bend.
No.
I know.
We are not doing Goliad, Goose Island, Corpus Christi, or Choke Canyon.
Okay.
All right, this is getting frustrating.
But we are not doing Fimfo.
Whoop, whoop.
Okay, there we go. We're good. Okay, no. No, down to Fimfo. We love Fimfo, but we really kind of wanted to do a state park.
State parks, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a Jellystone in here, is there?
No.
We are not doing just a river, lake, and ocean spread.
Okay.
That's a shame.
We are not doing Whitney, Bastrop, or Inks Lake.
Oh, my gosh. This is getting intense. We are not doing... Whitney, Pedernales, or Bastrop.
Okay.
It's down to the nitty gritty. Brittany has these memorized, by
the way. We are not doing Abilene, San Angelo, or Brownwood.
Oh, I get to pick the last one.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, we have three more. I think we're doing one campsite tonight.
Okay.
That's going to be crazy.
We are not doing Huntsville's, Brazos, Bend, or SFA.
Oh, no. Okay. We're not doing Whitney, Parker, Boggy, or Huntsville.
All right. This is the last one. You ready?
One campsite tonight.
According to this, we are doing one campsite a night.
Okay, so.
All right, so we're going to look at this as a challenge.
Yeah, so it's actually going to be a kind of fun thing. We're going to sit, and before we leave, like, we're not going to pack our food. Or if we do, it's going to be like, so we'll decide like the Thursday before we leave or the night,
a week from
like
tomorrow.
If we leave Friday, we'll decide on that Thursday. Okay. This is where we're going to go. And we'll have to talk more, but the night before we go. So if we leave on Saturday, we'll do it Friday and we'll go to the store and we'll say, okay, we're taking this much money and we'll go to the store and we'll buy food. So it may be like, we're just eating ramen and oatmeal. Like that'll be our food, ramen, oatmeal, and peanut butter crackers.
Uh-huh.
But, and then we're just going to go and just go to one campground.
All right. What was the last one you opened?
Mine was, you don't want to do that one?
No, I want us to plan ahead.
Whitney, Fort Parker, Fort Boggy, and Huntsville. No, we are going to plan ahead. Okay. So do you want to say like we're going to plan ahead, but it's going to be, we're not like leaving until the day of. So we're like, okay, we'll go. And we're just going to say we're going to go to Fort Boggy and then we'll go to Fort Park. Like, it'll just be one night at each. So you want to go ahead and pick it?
I don't know. This might be a next week's episode. We might have to do an episode next week so we don't have to do an episode while we're on. I'm already going to have to teach one day during spring break. So
I think the one campsite at night's going to be fun. I think that's pretty cool.
All right, so our next trip, we're going to try as a challenge to do, and we can always, y'all may, if you've listened to the episode once or twice before, sometimes when we're selecting our trips, Brittany has a spinner on her phone, mm-hmm. numbered one through whatever. She has two or three spinners, right?
Yeah.
And they're the first, 15 state parks are...
And so what we may do
well, I'm trying to say, the first 15, let's say, are the ones within 2 hours of us.
Well,
right?
We may say, okay, we're going to leave next Saturday morning, and so we're going to pick one as far away as possible. Like, mm-hmm. we are just going to pick the furthest one we can drive to, and we may say, okay, we're going to go to Monahans.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to leave maybe Friday night, drive to Midland somewhere, and then we'll get to Monahans on Saturday, or we'll leave Saturday morning and go to Monahans.
Why would we drive to Midland when Monahans is an hour further?
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is let's say we're going to go to Monahans from that. That's what mm-hmm. I'm thinking is the furthest. So we're going to say, okay, we're going to go to Monahans and then we're going to hop our way back. But like, it's just going to be, we may go from Monahans and then we would say, okay, the next closest one from Monahans is we're going to go to Colorado City. And we're going to spend a day in Colorado City and then we're going to go to San Angelo and spend a day there. And then we're going to go to Abilene and then we're going to go to Possum Kingdom and then we're going to go mm-hmm. to Mineral Wells and then we're going to go to Brown. And so we're just going to hop our way back home.
So it's a little bit of Russian roulette.
Yeah. So we're just going to kind of hopper. So we're going to do I'm going to do a west, mm-hmm. south, and I think I'm going to do a west, south, and east. And awesome. we'll just Russian roulette our way back. So if the west wins, then we'll start with Monahans. If the south wins, then we'll start in Goose Island. If the east wins, we'll start at South Rim, and we'll just hop our way back home.
Interesting.
I think it's going to be, but we can only spend like... As of right now, I'm going to say less than 500, could even be less than that. And literally just say, this is what we're taking and leave our debit. I don't want to say leave our debit card.
Can't do that.
If we go somewhere. But like only take one debit card. I don't know. But just be very
conscious of our spending.
Or just say, take our debit card and say when we're done with this cash,
okay.
then whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to break it down right now.
This is going to be so fun.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a little break. The page. You ready to go, Dan?
Yeah, it's right
all here. Right, so, Britt, do you want to tell us about your trip? Your adventure?
It's a girl trip.
Calm down. your experiences and how it went.
Mm-hmm.
So
actually it left a week ago.
By the way, it's another Brittany episode, y'all. So if you are you're not interested,
if you're a fan of Chris,
listening to Brittany for 20 minutes, then now's the time to shut off.
Well, honey, but we love her. I'm gonna talk about you.
Oh too. Lord.
Because it was do you know what you were doing a week ago today?
Oh yeah, I know exactly what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, I was going, dang girl, she drives me cuckoo.
We got all the way to League City. We decided to stop. So we met right at
20. I need more context. So you need to tell us what started this whole thing.
Okay, so we're going on a cruise, okay?
Who's we?
Me, four of my sorority sisters, and my friend Crystal.
Okay.
Okay?
And you're going to cruise to where?
We're cruising out of Galveston. We went on a 4-day cruise to Cozumel.
And on what ship line?
We were on the Carnival Breeze.
And let's see. We did who, what, where, when. We went last week. And why? Why did y'all want to go?
Because I think we realized that we all needed it for one way or another. Like, we all just needed to get away. Like, when we first did it, we were like, girls trip. We got there, and it was just, we all just kind of found out that we're all struggling with our own thing, and so, like, God brought us all there together just to get away from it all for a little bit.
Yep. Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you do. All right. And so, y'all planned it, divided it all out, reserved it.
We did everything.
Everything.
We had cute little, I made a shirt. The girls allowed me to kind of be responsible for, like, you know, paying. They would pay me. I would pay everything. I get the hotel room for Wednesday night when we got there. Like, I just, I printed out everybody's boarding pass. They even made, like, little bags that had, like, a koozie and our boarding pass and a little luggage tag that I'd made them. And it had their shirt that they bought. And then I did little motion patches. And
so she did all these things.
Yeah, so I did all these cute little bags. So it had their boarding passes. But you can't get on the ship without boarding passes. So I got boarding passes for 6 people. Hey, let me just say, we did it. I made little baggies and I just to make myself feel good. So I was doing little mama Butley. And so we, my friend Elisa and Crystal, they came and met me here. And then the other group, Cabin 35, and we were Cabin 37. Cabin 35 left from Rowlett, and then we left from Crandall. We met at a gas station on 45, like right at 45 and 20. And we drove down. We stopped at a little gas station called Woody's in Centerville. It reminded us of like a baby Bucky's because it just had kind of like the food vibe that Bucky's has, plus it's got like the, plus it's in that area and all that. Okay, so we get to Centerville. I'm getting so nervous to tell the story. And we go to Centerville, we go through Houston, like through downtown Houston and go through that traffic at like 8 o'clock at night. And we decided that we were going to go get all of our drinks and stuff. Like you can bring bottles of wine. Each person can bring a bottle of wine. And so that was just the decision is that we were going to stop in League City because sometimes you get to like Galveston and stuff, things can be a little more expensive just because it's harder to get to. And so we got all of our stuff. It was super fun. We got like champagne for mimosas in the morning and it was just a great time. And I was just going through my head like, okay, everything we needed to do between now and boating, getting on the boat,
boarding
the boat. There we go. And so I get in the car and like, even Nina was like, are you okay? And Elisa was like, yeah, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. Like, you look like you're just like, you're very serious. Like, again, in my head, I'm just going over everything that we need. Okay, so, we get in the car, like, all right, we'll see you at the hotel. I do, like, a loop under, and right when I went to the loop under, I literally said, guys, Chris is gonna divorce me. And they were like, what? Because in my head, like, it's the most random, and then I, like, pull into the side and park. But it was because I was going, okay, I'm going to put the wine one side of my backpack and then I'm going to put it on the other side of the backpack. And people are going to be like, why do you have two bottles of wine? Because you can only bring one. And I'm going to say, oh, it's with her. And when they ask me that question, it's going to be when I, and like as I'm turning, I realize I need my birth certificate. And I was like, Chris is going to have to meet me halfway. He's going to divorce me. He's going to kill me. Like, and
so meanwhile, back at the ranch,
we live in the Wildcat
girls
ranch.
Were taking a shower, getting in pajamas, and getting all nestled up on their mama's side of the bed. In order to, you know, for 5 days to spend time with their daddy, And we were going to watch a little bit of a movie because it was a Wednesday night, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, get this phone call, dig it out. So we're looking for solutions. My solution is just go to the Galveston County courthouse and get yours. Because I've bought, you know, birth certificates. They may not be their correct kind. But from other places. And so that turns out to be a thing that you can't actually do. You have to get it from your, be a certified.
So, well, no, some of them you can, but it's not a guarantee. So like a friend of mine was like, you know, you could have driven into Houston, but to try to get to downtown Houston and fight through like, cause I'm like, okay, even if I left Galveston at 6 o'clock in the morning, like, I still feel like there's going to be a line out the door for the Houston County, you know, Harris County Courthouse.
For Harris County, yeah. But I think you could have done it in Galveston.
But I was so...
It wasn't worth the risk, though.
Yeah, that was my thing.
By the way, where is that?
It is in the top of my purple backpack.
Okay, well, you need to put that back where it's supposed to be.
So,
if you don't do this already, we have a notebook of birth certificates, social security cards, numbers. Just something that you can grab real quick in an emergency, stow in a bag, like a fire in the house or something like that. So anyways, enough of that.
Or if you, you're like, let's say for example, we need insurance cards or something.
Yeah.
Might do insurance cards in there because that would have been nice. Like at the hospital, like when I broke my ankle, if your parents needed to give you that information, you could say, oh, grab this notebook.
Right.
Something to remember.
Exactly. Yeah, it needs some work. It needs some work. So, so we luckily have some great friends. Shout out to them.
Jessica and Jeremy.
And they came and gathered our kids. And they offered to come. Jeremy offered to come with me. But I was already on the road. And it doesn't take that long from Crandall. Thankfully, there's a cutoff from Sigaville to basically Ennis. So that cuts off basically an hour of driving. Because you don't have to drive into 45 on I-20 in south of Dallas. And so I was able to cut through and met them at Centerville and passed that off. And so they were able to go get on home and get to their trip. I stopped and picked up Amelia at about 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we came home. Luckily, I wasn't doing anything major the next day. So.
But
they were able to get on the ship.
But I have to say, shout out. You give a shout out to Jeremy and Jessica. My friend Crystal, she rode back with me because she had just met all these girls. And I really didn't want to go by myself. I knew I was going to need somebody with me to keep me up. And so I had her stay with me. And I crashed. I mean, I didn't get 10 minutes down the road and I was passed out. Pretty much until we got into Galveston. Ooh. I think what it was is like my adrenaline was just like freaking out. And then the moment I had everything, it crashed. Mm-hmm. And I was just done. And she had no problem doing it. She didn't complain. And so it just, I appreciated that so much because we didn't get in until about 2 o'clock. Because from where we were in League City, we were about 45 minutes. From our hotel in Galveston. We were about 30 minutes from Galveston. But then you had to go to the like way far to get to our hotel. And so we met 2 hours, but then it took him 2 hours to get home and it took us almost three. So, but
that's the price you pay for driving.
100%. Absolutely.
So, all right. So tell us about getting on the ship.
So we had no problem getting on. Well, we had a little problem getting on the ship. When I booked, I put Kelsey's name as her maiden name.
How you knew them.
Not her married name.
Which is how you knew. Yeah. Like,
and unmarried. Like, Elisa's, she went from McWilliams to Williams. So it's easy to remember, like, Elisa Williams.
Yeah.
Because, like, they had the best hashtag ever, drop the Mac, for their wedding. That was so cute. But, and then Kelsey was Brit for most of the time. But we did think it's funny that she and I never actually went to college together. Like, she was initiated, like, after I was gone. For a while, I was just the name, all she knew me as was the name Butley.
Right.
She just knew the stories.
Yeah. She didn't know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, the next morning.
So, we got all that fixed, though, and then we got on the ship. We did a couple of things on the ship, did the muster station, and then after our muster station, we, like, slowly made our way up to our room, dropped our stuff off, went up to the Lido deck, we danced, we hung out, we just had a good time. We went to the room, or we went to dinner, after dinner. Unfortunately, Nina got real seasick that first night.
I hate that.
She got real seasick. So, me and Crystal went, Nini stayed, and Nini wasn't feeling great either. So, me and Crystal went to, like, the show, and Kelsey and Elisa went to the piano bar. And then we would try to meet up, but, like, by the time me and Crystal were going to something, we would go to the casino, and we just sat down. They were going to go somewhere. So, we never really got to connect with them again, because we started at the piano bar with them. But that was kind of fun to just kind of hop around the ship and just do different things. And then Friday was an at sea day. And it was great. We woke up. We went to brunch. Guess what I got me?
Bloody Mary.
Eggs Benny and a mimosa. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know me and I love my Eggs Benny at brunch with my mimosa.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
And I got extra what?
Hollandaise.
All right,
you know.
So that was fun. And then we just kind of chilled. Like, we went to a couple of music trivias. And Crystal and Elisa won country trivia. And Kelsey won diva music trivia. And so that was fun. And then we went and got ready for formal night. And so the formal night, we went and got, like, we went and ate. And then we went and got pictures done. I don't know if I told you what we did Friday night. I think I did, didn't I?
No, tell us.
We participated in a beer pong tournament.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. That's cool.
I got third place.
Oh, that's not a surprise.
Well, like, Nini
got... I mean,
got,
that's how we met. But,
Nini
yeah.
got third place, and I was there.
Lord.
So, yeah. But... Me.
Hey, stop that.
Yeah. Well, that was what they were cheering. And I'm like, what about me? And they're like, you're just there. And I'm like, I know. So we, that's where I met the guy that was on his bachelor party. And his name was Chris Blake. Like, oh my gosh, you have my husband's name and my daughter's name. And so every time we would run into them, I'd be like, Chris Blake. So shout out to them. They were a good group of guys. They were on a bachelor party. I told them I would give a shout out to Sunny's Bar in downtown Houston. And so check that place out. The owner Mark was there, and he was awesome. And so we hung out with them, and then Crystal and I were tired, and we went to bed.
Sorry, I hadn't done anything.
Like, Elisa was taking a shower. I knew Kelsey was taking a shower. So I was like, okay, we're going to bed. So, like, me and Crystal went to bed. Well, they, I guess, decided they were hungry. Like, after they were showered, makeup off, hair wet, in PJs, they decide they're going to go get pizza. And then they run into some of the people that we've been hanging with at beer pong. And they just, like, went all around the ship until, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. So the four of them had a great time. And then we woke up Saturday morning, and we went to my favorite place, Paradise Beach.
Shout out to Paradise Beach.
Yes.
It was an adventure feature of the week, or
and it's
adventure
gonna,
spotlight of the week.
And we'll do a whole episode on it.
Why do we need
so,
to do a whole episode?
Because the girls will talk about it. And then, so we were going to do country night that night. Because there was karaoke, I think. Or it was, there was karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, because we were going to do Granny the next night because it was bingo the next night.
So
we
decided, she's talking about theme nights.
Hold on. So we decided we were going to do Granny. So we dressed like grannies. We got home, got back from the ship. We decided to dress like grannies, but they were all kind of tired. And so they stayed in the room. We ended up taking naps. And then we woke up and me and Crystal went up to dinner and they stayed in the room and got like, some of them got pizza. Some of them went to the buffet. Everybody just kind of ate on their own. And then we dressed up like old ladies. We dressed up like grandmas. And we walked around the ship, and it was the perfect night to be grandma's because it was 80s night. So, you know, everybody's in the neon with the side ponytail and the big bangs, and we're dressed like 80-year-old women. And so it was like we got the wrong 80s night memo. It was kind of like when on Fuller House, when they're going on the 70s cruise. So they dressed for the 70s.
They dressed up as the 70s.
Yeah.
Instead of in their 70s.
Yeah. And yeah. So everybody was dressed up as the 80s, and we're like, we're dressed in our 80s. And everybody's like, oh, that's awesome. So that was a fun time. And then Sunday, we just chilled. We took all of us took really long naps. And it was just a real chill day. We had a balcony. And so in a lot of ways, like, it was weird for me because usually when we're on the ship, like we're not in our room. Like we are going to trivia. We are going to the pool. We are going, like, we're just hopping around. Like, we're not in a place more than 30 minutes. Right, honey?
Absolutely. Like, we do not sit still. The girls don't sit still.
No.
They want to do this. They want to do that. Let's go get some
pizza. And so it was just weird for me. And I was like, you know what? It would have been absolutely okay if I just sat on the balcony. I'm like, I'm so used to being at the Lido deck. But it was absolutely fine to sit, just stay in my room because I'm on this balcony.
Right.
And I just had this realization that, like, I didn't have to feel bad just sitting in my room.
Yeah.
Because it was still gorgeous. Well, so... shout out to Elisa for the balcony cabin.
It's a great time for you to start your new kind of side hobby that you haven't done in a long time that we got you into after Big Ben, which was reading. Mm. Sitting down and doing a little bit of reading. So, all right. So that was Sunday night. No. It
wasn't. Sunday. And then we dressed up as country music stars. And I will be posting a TikTok that the amazing Nina made. Are sharing it. So you absolutely have to go on our TikTok. I'll also be posting it on our Facebook and Instagram, the video. So trust me, if you do not follow us, you want to. And so we had a fun night. Everybody kind of dwindled down. So we tried to go to karaoke. We couldn't get it. We went and did the farewell dance with Lawrence, who is from Austin. Shout out to Lawrence. He's the cruise director. And then we went back to do karaoke. And for karaoke, the way you had to do it is they did signups for a certain period of time. Like, you had to, if you weren't in line at this period of time, you didn't get to sign up. But you put your name, the song you wanted to sing, and you put it in a bucket. And they only, and then they and had.
They draw your name.
And then they had 45 minutes to sing. So you only had 45 minutes. So you could only get, you know, 12 to 15 people tops. And there were probably 70, if 80, that mm-hmm. signed up. I mean, it was just, people were signing up for 45 straight minutes. So what are the odds that any of the five of us are going to get chosen?
I mean, what is it, 3,000? So it's 5 out of 3,000, 1 out of 600?
Probably more like 1 out of 60. That just 3,000 sounds like a lot.
I mean, that's what those ships hold.
No, but it wasn't 3,000 people that put their name in. But probably, I mean, 75. It's probably like a 1 in 20 chance. 1 in 15, 1 in 12, I don't know. But
it's not so much difference.
Though. The likelihood, it's just not going to be a lot, right? The likelihood that one of us is getting drawn and gets to perform in our... I got picked.
Mm-hmm. Twice?
I did... No. I did 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. And then Kelsey... got picked, and she was Reba. And then there was this one little girl, and I loved her. She was so precious. Her name was Kinley. She rodeos. She, what do the girls do?
What girls?
In rodeo, what do the girls do?
Barrel racing.
But she's a barrel racer. That's it. She's a barrel racer.
Calf roping.
That's what I was thinking, calf roping, but she's a barrel racer. And her dad is Jason, Kelsey's doppelganger, 100%. What's funny is apparently his wife and daughter, who's Kinley, apparently tell him that all the time. And they went on the cruise and be like, how many people are going to say it to you? And apparently, like, no one said it to him except for me. Like, the last night, I was like, you look like Jason Kelsey. Like, she said it. I knew it. And so I was like, okay. But what was really cute is Kinley actually performed Fancy in the regular karaoke. And when we walked
in. Fancy was the name.
Yes. And when we walked in, she ran to us. And she was like, oh my gosh. Okay, I know this is really weird because I'm 12 years old. And I looked at her and I was like, you're 12 years old? Because she's like taller than me. And a year older than Amelia. And I'm like, what? But I found out.
Amelia's getting pretty tall too.
I found out she's going to be 13 in 2 months.
Sorry, that was long.
And so I found out she's going to be 13 in 2 months. So she's, yeah, she's closer to Jensen's age. She's really more Jensen's age than she is Amelia's age. Actually, She's absolutely Jensen's age. No, Jensen's about to be, Jensen's going to be 13. We got to get her charm bracelet. All right,
well, make a note.
Yes, make a note. Okay, so we did that after karaoke. Nene went to sleep because she was driving in the morning. I had taken a really long nap. I'd taken a 3-hour long nap, and Nene had only gotten like an hour nap. So she went to bed. And then from there, we kind of went and we just kind of hung out, and we just kind of hopped ourselves around the ship. We went to the, Lido deck. We would go to the dance club. We would go to this. We just kind of hopped around piano bar. We just hopped around, and then Nina went to bed. And then Crystal went to, Crystal went to bed. Nina went to bed. Kelsey went to bed. It was just me and Elisa. We would hop from the casino bar to the club, out to the patio, play some cornhole. Like, we just kind of were like having a good time. Yeah. And then we went to bed. And so it was just a really cool night.
That's awesome, baby.
Yeah. And then on Monday, we got up, and it was funny because everybody was just done. We were like, we are out. We are gone. We are ready to get back. Like, we loved our time with our girls, but it was time to get home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got home like just in time. I literally was able to unpack my bags completely and then go and set everybody's gifts out and get home.
Pick them up from school. Nice.
Well, and then Amelia texted me and she said, where are you? And I didn't answer. And Riker called me and he was like, where are you? And I said, or she's like, where are you, mommy? I said, well, baby, I'm like an hour away. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah, we got caught in some traffic. I'm sorry. I know I told you I'd be there. And she's like, okay, fine. And I had purposely parked like further down so they couldn't see me and was standing there. And they saw me and I thought they were going to knock over some kid. Like, they were like, mommy. It was just like all this feeling of just like, oh my God, they love me.
it's nice to be home.
Yes. Yes. I didn't get a poster or anything.
Well, I was at work anyway, so it didn't matter.
But yeah, so it was awesome.
So, well, I'll pitch in and say a couple of things, kind of a preview of a future episode. But while Brittany was gone, we were in constant communication.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, for the, some of the girls had purchased Wi-Fi. And so we were contacting, I think, didn't you buy Wi-Fi for 2 days?
I bought Wi-Fi for 24 hours.
24 hours. And so
I got it, I think, Saturday night at like 10:30 and it expired at like 10:30 on Sunday night.
And we barely noticed any kind of gap. The girls and I, while Brittany was gone, on Saturday, we went to the Texas Fly Fishing and Brew Festival in Mesquite, Texas. It was a lot more than fly fishing there. We learned a lot about some organizations that help veterans and women that are surviving from breast cancer. And it's one of those things that I love to go to. And we'll talk about it, like Brittany said. Brittany's the only person in the family that, besides like my mom, that hasn't been at this point to this festival. Dad and I have gone for 2 years. Dad was actually upset that I didn't invite him to come. But I mean, it's,
but you were also kind of
lot.
Excited to share it with your girls too,
oh, and,
right?
And the girls loved it. I mean, Daphne was hungry the whole time, but the fact that they just kind of got to go up and just talk to people about fly fishing, or there was one about, there was an organization that takes veterans horseback riding that's down in this area around Kaufman. Like, it's just those kinds of things that get people outside.
Yeah.
And it was called a fly fishing festival. Because it's mostly fly shops and fly guides and people that tie flies for fishing. But there's so much, much more to it. And for two little girls, and honestly, Amelia's not little anymore. She's almost 12 when you think about it. Turns 12 this year. Daphne turns 7. They were really into it. I did have to get on to them. Don't lean on their tables, especially when they got old. Don't just walk around and start grabbing stuff. This stuff's not free. Da-da-da-da. Well, every time they walked up to a place, they're like, here's a sticker. Here's some candy. Here's a fly rod. So I'm going to throw that in because we probably shouldn't have been the venture spotlight.
Well, honestly, no. Like, we've only been doing it for 40 minutes. And you remember we said we'd do an hour since we're doing every other week. So you could probably keep talking about it.
Right. Well, I was just saying that the venture spotlight should have been the Dirty Water Fly Company.
No, yeah.
That when we've shouted out to them, I think on Instagram and Facebook, because since Brittany's been home, there's something about, like, we have bought Amelia like 2 kid size fly rods that are made for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But there's about something about when someone else gives you something,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a surprise, and it's like it. So Dirty Water Fly Company, we just walked in. And I said, "Hey, y'all are in Plano from Plano, right?" They're like, yeah. I said, I've been meaning to get up there too. He turns around and he disappears for a second. And I feel bad. I didn't get his name. But you can look at his picture on our Instagram. He turns around and comes back with this really great fly rod combo set. And just hands it to my girls. And says, here you go. So you'll have a fly rod or whatever. And it is a nice beginner's rod set. It's a Shakespeare's 8.5. Mm-hmm. Eight foot six inches.
8.5, 5
yeah,
weight.
It's a 5-6 weight.
Yeah,
it's 5 and 6.
I will tell you this, when you use Chris's 3 weight and you use that 5 weight feels like an 8 weight after using the 3 weight.
Yeah. And we have been going, we took it to the little local pond on Monday, wasn't it, babe?
Yeah, when the
weather was really
gosh.
Nice. And Amelia was teaching kids how to catch fish. And, like, there were, I don't know, 4 or 5 kids that caught fish just on Amelia's fishing rod that she got from Dirty Water Fly Company on Saturday. And it's a good thing to see that there's something that she's confident enough in, which, by the way, she has no lacking in confidence. But it's just amazing that she's got something that she wants to pass down. She wants to show somebody how to do it because she gets joy out of it. And that makes me proud that we have made a good decision
mm-hmm.
with our kids to go off and do adventures, to take trips.
Thinking today.
And do things like fishing.
Well, I was thinking, you know, everybody, what they pass down to their kid, everybody's going to pass something different down. And, shout out to the real Mr. and Mrs. Flip, because you saw they have a couple of projects in the works. Have you seen that?
No, I hadn't. I need to look it up.
So they purchased some sort of land that's going to be like storage. It's an RV park. It's going to be like a bunch of stuff. And then they also purchased a remodel they're going to do in San Angelo. And they were like, follow us to watch the generational wealth we're going to give our kids. And I think it's awesome because they've been put in a situation where they have the knowledge and the know-how and the money to start this generational wealth. And I was, Satan tried to come at me and be like, yeah, look what they've done and you can't do. And I'm like,
yep.
And then I stopped and I was like, no, I'm giving my kids It may not be a financial wealth, but I am giving them a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of experiences that they will also treasure. And yes, that, you know, the finance, whatever, but I just realized I am giving them a wealth in a different way. And so, you know, that's how we choose to spend our money. That's how we choose to use it. Yeah, we could invest it and make different choices, but we just give them these experiences that then allow them to touch and experience things with other people.
I think the biggest point about all that is the most valuable thing that our parents passed down to us was the gift of time.
Mm-hmm.
And giving their time. I mean, your mom was a stay-at-home mom, but she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad went out and made money so y'all could do these big, grandiose trips. Mm-hmm. My parents worked very hard as well just to get a week's vacation. And they built relationships with people just to make sure that I was able to do things like go mm-hmm. to National Jamboree and Philmont.
Yeah.
My dad worked really hard to get bonuses, and they worked extra jobs and stuff like that. And I think that's the important thing. What I was going to ask you is, do you ever walk into a place and have deja vu, but not exactly understand it, why you have that deja vu? And the reality of it is that you went there as a child and you didn't remember it until you walked into that place. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Like, no.
Like, I've been there. This looks familiar. I've been here before. And then you start talking about it. Somebody like, yeah, we went there, like one of your siblings or your parents. So yeah, we took you there when you were a kid.
When did you have that experience?
I mean, there's just several places. And I can't, I don't necessarily want that to always be, for, you know, we didn't spend a long time in Dallas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, like, you go to the North Park Mall, maybe, for an example, to go Christmas shopping. I don't, you know, that was kind of far out for my parents, but it's like, it's kind of far from my parents, but it's like,
well,
this is deja vu because
like,
I remember this place, but I don't remember when I came, you know?
Mm.
You know?
Why are we talking about that? Like, I feel like you got off on this, like, whole.
No, what I'm trying to say is that I want, you know, the important thing is to pass on to our kids is the experiences. Mm-hmm. So, anyways.
I'm also saying, like, each of us passes on our own of what we want to give to
wealth.
Our kids. Yes,
yeah.
We all have our own generational wealth. It just depends on what yours looks like. And so don't discount what you're leaving. Don't discount the moments you spend with them, the things you do for them. Don't discount anything.
Right.
Because you're all passing our own kind of our wealth to our kids. So don't discount it, even if you can't do what someone else can.
Right.
Don't discount what you're
doing.
Well,
and then also don't forget that you don't have to buy the cabin. Or you don't have to rent the cabin. You don't have to buy an RV. You can buy a tent. You can borrow our tent if you're listening to this. I don't know if anybody's listening to it. But you know what I mean? Like, if you want to take your kids camping, we can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for it to not happen. It's an easy thing to do. So let's take a little break.
We gotta about start preaching, man.
Ta-da-da. And we're back. Okay, that's enough. All right, so plans for our next podcast. B, what is that gonna be about?
So it's gonna be probably about halfway through our fun spring break trip.
Yeah.
Our one camp, one park. So you won't know and where we're starting at until you listen in 2 weeks because I think I just realized what we're going to do is
go camping.
No. Okay, this is how we're going to do it. I figured it out. I'm going to book everything, but I'm not telling you or the girls.
I'm going to go ahead and veto that.
Yes.
Because you are not capable of not telling me things.
Nope, doing it. I'm doing it. I'm not telling y'all. And
y'all, she calls me like 3 times a day about this kind
of stuff.
I'm not doing it.
No.
You're going to have to tell me eventually.
Nope. No, we won't. Because I will drive us to at least a certain point where at that point, I'll drive us about an hour to where you will go, okay, this is where we're going. Because you know we're either going west, east, or south. And so
Veto.
We'll literally pull out of the, we're either going to go to the left or right. If we go to the left, you know where we're going. If we go to the right, we could still go west or south. We will get to 45 or 35 and you'll know. Like, we're only going to go like 30 minutes. So I think you can let me drive for like 30 minutes. Top.
Pulling our brand new trailer?
Yes, pulling our brand new trailer.
We'll see what happens on that one.
That's the hope. Don't you think that would be fun, though? Like, y'all won't know where we're going until we leave, and I'm not going to tell y'all the next park we're going to until we leave for it.
Listen here.
What? I think it's a great idea, and you hate it because you do. It could work.
It's not going to work. All right.
It's going to work. I'm doing everything tomorrow, and I'm talking to Amber about it all for the next week and a half.
Oh. All right. So thank you for listening to the ABCD Adventures podcast. We hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about Brittany's girls trip. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok.
Oh, and about the Fly Fishing and Brew Festival.
Oh, yeah, and the Fly Fishing and Brew Festival.
And our soapbox.
And our little
about
soapbox.
About time with your family.
We are actually talking about doing a booth next year at the Fly Fishing and Brew Festival. Maybe some other festivals. We'll see. We just need to find out if these things kind of exist. And it's something that we can manage. But anyways, I'll get back to what I was saying. So don't forget to follow us on TikTok and Facebook at ABCD Adventures and Instagram at ABCD Camping. Also, email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com anytime with ideas and suggestions on topics or trips. Thank you for listening, and remember to
go where you feel most alive.